Hindu society has been at war for over 1,000 years. This fight has been going on against foreign aggressions, foreign influence and foreign conspiracies. Sangh has offered its support to this cause, so have others. There are many who have spoken about it. And it is because of all these that the Hindu society has awakened. It is but natural for people those at war to be aggressive. As said, in Bhagavad Gita, Yudhasya Vigar Jwar, fight without being lethargic. It is not possible for everyone to follow this maxim. However, there are people who took on the task of social awakening through Sangh. This tradition of social awakening is quite old. It started on the day when Alexander, the first invader, arrived at our frontiers, said RSS Sarsangh Chalak Dr. Mohan Bhagwat ji. https://u2.be/uyok5svpaw. Sarsangh Chalak Dr. Bhagwat ji further said, "You may say that all those who undertook the task of social awakening, in the great tradition of Chanakya, have cautioned the Hindu society against yet another war. Unfortunately, we haven't been thoroughly alerted to this impending reality. This war is not against an enemy without, but against an enemy within. So there is a war to defend Hindu society, Hindu dharma and Hindu culture. Foreign invaders are no longer there, but foreign influence and foreign conspiracies are continued. Since this is a war, people are likely to get overzealous. Although this is not desirable, yet provocative statements will be uttered. Shri Ram symbolizes our pride. His temple must be built. There was a movement for it. Those in the movement exclaimed, Jai Shri Ram, for the slogan is known to energize. Shri Ram strung together all jati and sects. But even today, people in our country are getting whipped for so much as mounting another's wagon. Should this not change? Everyone, who has carried forward the tradition of awakening, has talked about this. Hindu society has hailed the sloganeering but not this message of self-purification. Hindu society hasn't fully awakened to this reality. It should happen. We keep talking about war, 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 against someone, but what about us? If war is there, what is our status? In war we have to think about the real enemy, we have to understand the enemy. We also have to decide what to do and when, Sarsangh Chalak Dr. Mohan Bhagwat ji added. When we have acquired sufficient strength, we should be clear about priorities for the future. Staying perpetually into fighting mode will do us no good. In national life, it does not happen this way. To think that those who fight can accomplish everything is also a mistake. Garibaldi led war, but at once fighting stopped, he wanted others to lead. At the end when they had to choose a monarch, Garibaldi refused the mantle and said it should go to someone else. Of the three leaders who rose to prominence during Italy's rise, it was Garibaldi who led on the battlefield. However, at the end, he distanced himself saying this is not my job. Likewise, we too should change our discourse and language according to the circumstance. The direction remains the same. Hindustan is a Hindu Rashtra. This prosperous and powerful Hindu society, Hindu Rashtra, Bharat, will reach to the pinnacle of its glory and provide leadership to the world. If at all, there are shortcomings in achieving this goal, then how to overcome them? If needed, we will fight by choice. We should not change our strategy because others have challenged us. We fight a battle according to our own plan. This is how the Hindu society should think, Sarsangh Chalak Dr. Mohan Bhagwat ji further added.